では早速次のスピーカーの方をご紹介いたします。杉浦隆之氏でございます。ウィニー・ザ・プーという題名のもとにお話しさせていただきます。
I'm Sugiura from that agent, as just as introduced. I would like to discuss under the theme Winnie the Pooh. Winnie and Winnie. Winnie, before it became very famous with an incident, when you go search on Google, this is what you used to see when you go searching for Winnie. When you search under Winnie the Pooh,Wrong page. In Japanese, up until last week, it did say Winnie. In English, it seems like connection is not here. But Winnie and Winnie was confused in the past, and people mistake Minnie with Winnie, but it doesn't mean that it's totally irrelevant. Winnie in the network currently.Create honeypot, and therefore I have the theme Winnie the Pooh, because it is not totally irrelevant. The real Winnie the Pooh, there's a copyright issue, therefore we cannot create a parody under this. However, with the Japanese keyboard, those just go HJK, and then you'll understand what it means.Please excuse us, the font is not operating properly. However, I would like to describe the overview of Winnie first, and then understand whether they really do upload or not is what we need to determine. Therefore, some of the methodology will be shared with you. Exactly what kind of file you have will send out certain warnings. So let's observe that. And exactly how is the warning alerted, and exactly who receives them, and when there is a warning that is emitted, exactly what do you do is what I would love to share with you today. And then uphold company's characteristics, as well as, and we are worried about leakage of files and exactly when it is contaminated, what happens, and what you should do will be some of the things that I would like to share in detail.And furthermore, in addition, I think it was 3 years ago that there was a copyright related type of things that were introduced with Winnie, and exactly when that will happen is what I would like to describe. And by using PCP, there's a forensic type.Of issues as well, exactly is this person uploading or not, and how do you grasp the evidence? And from a network forensic point of view, I'd like to share that, and then a computer forensic point of view. But when you use computer forensics, what is commonly seen will be from PCs that have been contaminated, try to retrieve virus information, and this is where I would like to focus my attention.Starting with the first area, it's almost like a parody. Just about from Friday recently, Winnie the Pooh was at home and was downloading Winnie all alone, every day downloading. And therefore, they usually start download activities from a weekend, and then they will download every day, becoming addicted.This is what I'm trying to communicate through the parody. And then we're saying Winnie the Pooh, so Winnie the Pooh would be unemployed. And exactly who is using Winnie? Yes, people who were using this in the past, there were quite a few number of those communities. However, looking at the trend, we observe that it does increase over the weekend.And if traffic increases over the weekend, it means that those who are employed may be using Winnie as well. And then this is Pusan's home. It's like a 100 Mbps environment that is very common. Therefore, This is an individual who is using Winnie, and I have grasped the image. The center screen is Winnie. And yes, this does not grasp too much attention. However, this is a photo of when Winnie is being used, and I was able to grasp this. Those who use Winnie are very normal, standard people. But it seems like the community does have a lot of students. And yes, many students are users. But it's usually a household that has maybe one or two PCs. But we only have incidences where it was a problem. I don't know if this will be of reference to you. However, those who did not create any problems by using Winnie, of course, they did not have any information that would have been a problem if it was leaked. So that's why it was not identified. When we do look in retrospect, there are people who work throughout the day, who are employed, and there are those who have a specific reason for operating Winnie, and they would work midnight and then make action in the morning and wait until something happens. So there are different categories of people who use Winnie. And exactly who the population is, it is a very generic computer geeks that appear to be using Winnie. So how relevant they are with Winnie the Pooh, I don't know. And we do not have any relative data, but network relative data is available, so I don't know if they are Winnie users or not. We have not been able to narrow down that population that far. So this photo is just an image, even though it's a real picture. And Winnie users, exactly how large is the community? Looking domestically, there are about 400,000 to maybe 450,000 per day that exist on the Internet. Trend-wise, they use more of Winnie over the weekend or holidays. Those who have been using this for quite a bit of time, or maybe 50,000, it's probably about 400,000 weekday and then 450,000 weekend users. I think probably about 10% out of this community would be the employed. Therefore, those who have been using Winnie, we really cannot understand their attributes in detail. But this does seem to be the transition volume that we are seeing. Yes, we did conduct a survey recently, the ISD account, relevant people. I would say 1% out of that community are Winnie users. Moving on to main content, Winnie had been arrested because of infringement of copyrights. When they were arrested, it was like games or Rome images were some of the causes, and there was movie content that really did lead to arrest. I think it was 2 years ago we had another survey. Exactly what seems to be more popular and is downloaded most common was the survey content. 2 years ago, games were top. And then with the date of the game release, it seems like the download population increased significantly, and it was increasing all the time with that trend. But recently, according to most recent surveys, for some reason we are finding that it is more animation-oriented, especially animation that is only available during midnight or something that is not readily available in the rural areas. So there seems to be a gap across regions. And that seems to be the main of the interested subjects. Why would they be the core? Winnie has permeated the market to a certain extent, and press was interested. It was gaining a lot of attention from standard PC users to light PC users is the transition we are seeing. And there are things that are in demand and others that are not, so there is a regional gap. Even though we are connected by Internet, we are seeing regional gaps. So there are specific animations that is only broadcasted in the rural areas, and that appears to be a very popular content. And this year, Suzumiya Haruki is a writer who was very popular. In Winnie, there's about 5,000 that would be considered as viewers. If so, TV stations, they do have viewership to a certain extent in the rural areas, but we cannot win that much of an amount over Winnie. However, it seems like Winnie was gaining a certain amount of population who were considered as viewers. Overview of Winnie. I have a feeling maybe some of you do not know Winnie, so please allow me to go over briefly. Structure of Winnie. And those who have used Winnie, I'm sure you'd understand. You conduct informational exchange. So this will be close to P2P structure. So in informational exchange, Winnie has a one-on-one communication or and then it's a one-on-one network, and there's about 400,000 and 450,000 users, and the information that is communicated between this population can be categorized into three types. One would be node information exchange. Second, key information exchange. And third would be file transfer. These are the three types of informational exchanges that take place. Node information, exactly where each terminal is going through, which IP, which port number is used for communication, exactly what is targeted for download purposes will be expressed through node. What type of trend? It would be cluster keyword. There could be animation, category people, and those who are movie collectors. And it would be grouped for file transfer. And networks building efficiency is being pursued here. And next will be key information exchange. File information, a file that has been transferred, and its content or information will be exchanged further. For this information, file names, size, hash value will be inclusive, and with this, exactly what this file size is and the file name that has been allocated in order to search is made available. So, of course, where to download from is information that is inclusive as well. So it does communicate who to go to. It is totally different from the original P2P P2P. So this is the search server which used to prepare this information beforehand. P2P, even though it is a little more inefficient, we can exchange with Winnie. Lastly, file transfer. This will be the core activity. BBS is another functionality that is available, but it is not much talked about. I will not be discussing and sharing this with you this time around. File transfer. When you transfer the file will be stored in the form of cache. By storing as cache, people who downloaded may have cache to seek efficiency of file transfer. Why do we want? Why can we do that? Those who have downloaded, the download point will increase accordingly, since you can download for the people who have downloaded. double-fold or three-fold download points will be increased. Therefore, you may download from anywhere, easier to retrieve.
Another feature of Winner is there is a relaying point. And in order to secure the anonymity of the first issuer or sender, by having the relay, the people who didn't really want to download may be able to be downloaded. We do have the feature which allows the people who don't want to download anything, but in the end, those people may be able to download something. So by increasing the number of the nodes where we can download on purpose, and also with this relay, we can actually increase the number of download points so that in the end or at the end of the day, we can have more points or more nodes where we can download the file. So now let me go through the mechanism of download and upload, and this will relate to forensics, which I'm going to talk about at the later stage. So Winnie, the biggest feature of Winnie is that at the completion of the download, that is going to trigger the upload status. So let me use this diagram. So this is the first upload to your left bottom left. This is the first upload. Let me chronologically explain what's going to happen after that. So there are people who actually download the file. There are about three. One of them only has partial cache, a part of the cache. So that's why it's in white. So the line demonstrates where they download from. So the people who download the file now is going to be able to provide something to another people. And of course, there are a certain number of people who would download from the first upload node. So it started with one node, but now we see a load of node, and you can actually download from any node. So by having the more number of nodes, you can actually distribute the contents more efficiently. So animation or cartoon is just a major content, so it's about 150 to 300 meg. That's the size of the file. So instead of downloading from one person, it will be more efficient to download from multiple node. So that's the benefit of Winnie and other P2P. So the problem comes when it comes to the relationship between cache and upload. Let's say that there's a first upload node, and so from here, some people want to download from here, and there are three states which might be allowed. The first one is the download, and download the person who downloaded will have a full cache or complete cache. So from this node, you can actually download. The next one, which is in the middle, is a partial cache. And this person has not been able to download fully, but it only has a part of cache, and it can actually have that forced conversion. Unless you usually download fully, you usually do not convert. So that's why from the contents perspective, this is not complete. The top one, which is a relay node, this is the biggest features of Winnie. And this relay node, by having this relay node, It will make it ambiguous, but it will make it unclear as to who has winning by having this relaying node. But the file will be in the cache, so that's why somebody can download from this relay node. Why do we have to do the upload of Winnie? Because upload equals to download, that's the network. So somebody is uploading, that means somebody else is downloading. So by having this scheme, the transfer efficiency will be improved. So this actually allows more and more users to download the file. So unless you actually upload, it will not expand this community. So there are two nodes or two structures for the upload, and also there are two structures or two frames for download. If we actually upload, it's going to change the figures, and that actually means that we are uploading something, and so that's why I actually, on purpose, I put some figures in this chart. So that means the people who are uploading actually have more frames or more framework for the download. And that's the biggest point of winning. So people who actually have a lot of uploading, then that actually means that that person is making contribution to this winning community. So that's why he or she has more spot for download. However, this actually is a problem. So in order to allow the users to upload, so unless you upload, you cannot download. But uploading itself is a problem. I'm sure that most of you are aware of this. And as I mentioned, if you download something, then you actually upload that thing which you just downloaded, and this is regarded as relaying or relay. So if you are actually downloading something which you uploaded or you relay, this is really a point if this person is going to be arrested or not. So that means if you really want it to upload, unless you know this scheme, it will be unclear. So this is illegal to upload something which you just downloaded, but I'm not really sure how many people are aware of this is illegal, this being illegal. However, there are some people who do not upload at all. I just happened to find this. This is Wikipedia, and when it comes to the Winnie's portion of Winnie's description in English, there is a screenshot, and if I actually take a closer look, the upload frame is zero, or upload is zero, and download is 20. So that means maybe they applied some patches. So there are certain things which we can't upload. It's been 3 years since Winnie's update was intact, so that's why there are a certain number of patches which actually modify the spec or the behavior of Winnie. But I would say there are not many people who are doing this, so this does not relate or this does not lead to the corruption or destruction of Winnie itself. So people who are aware this is illegal, they don't want to upload. But if it comes to the situation where no one can upload, then the network itself is going to corrupt. However, there are not many people who can do this. So that's why I think Winnie network is functioning without problems. So there are not many people. There are very few people who can actually set up like this. So that's how the situation is currently. So people who are using Winnie, what are they? What do they care about? And this is actually the contents which somebody downloaded. This is after download is completed, and this actually automatically lead to the upload state of Winnie. I just mosaic, but maybe some of the characters you may be able to read. So by looking at this, this person has downloaded a lot of things, and this is actually the trend in this community. Now, this is a screenshot of the browser, and to your left there is IP address, but I actually omitted or I deleted, erased the IP address. But to your right there is some domain name. So by looking at this domain name, you may be able to find what or which network this is. So Winnie users do not know about these, but use Winnie's, and you know, things which they downloaded can be now uploadable. So that means this kind of list is reflecting all the preferences of a particular user. So that actually means, say, people who downloaded something through Winnie, if it's a web server, then it will only remain on the web server. So by collecting all these through Winnie, since this is P2P, so that's why all the participants will find who is downloading what. So it's not really protected like web server, but from this public network you can actually easily obtain this kind of information. So by doing this, people who are uploading on the regular internet, you usually get who they are by IP address. However, in case of Winnie, you can actually even figure out what they downloaded with the IP address. This is some feature of P2P which is not known to many people. So in order to be engaged in P2P, you need something So you need honey, you need something sweet. And sometimes there is a trap, so it's not honey, but it's kind of soybeans paste. But the major contents for Winnie is animation or cartoon. And if I go through the ranking of those downloadables, top 30, I'd say amongst top 30, 27 are the animation or cartoons which are not broadcasted in rural areas. The major content per day is downloaded to 1,000. So a day, about like 1,000 people share the particular file, a particular content.
As long as there is a fashion for a particular content, that trend continues. So quite a few people can share such content. And the second popular content is the pornographic images. And the rental video shop, those content are not readily available for adults. Well, you can accept it, but if you have children, you could never have that downloaded by those minors. But itself was not regarded such a huge problem because they are all available throughout the different nodes of the internet. So there are very deep pornographic content sometimes shared amongst the peers. The third type of content is music pieces. So those are listed up in order of the popularity. So animation followed by porn and music, like top 30 of the hit charts are the ones which are more frequently downloaded. The number of music content downloaded compared to those of animation are fewer. And Winnie is not particularly concentrated on a particular type of content, but it has a very long tail, I would say, broad scope and broad types and variety of contents are being distributed using Winnie. Like you find a certain book in the bookstore, so the variation is very huge. It doesn't necessarily get downloaded, even though the particular music was composed by a very popular musician. Because those music freak would go to the CD shop and buy the CDs anyway, so I don't think that that particular copyright is particularly heavily infringed upon. But music and movies and films are often talked about as the cases which are damaged in terms of the copyrights because of this file sharing, but they are not actually as much as we had so thought, because most of the content downloaded through the peer-to-peer mechanism is animation. Of the 10 million different content, I think that only 1,000 of them are animation, so 0.1% of the contents available are so-called top-ranking, most popular content, followed by the comic cartoon type of content after music. So you scan the cartoon or a comic books, and sometimes they just broadcast. So there is no particular content demanded by the Winnie users. So I don't think that the copyright holder or owners are not suffering the major damage. That is the kind of impression that we have. And after comic, there are films, which are again downloaded. And what is very topical is the Antony or the information leaking files. So what kind of information are being leaked have actually been covered in the newspaper articles or on the news websites? There are about a few hundreds of collectors of the content, and they are put on the blacklist, and we call them the people on the blacklist, and we keep an eye on them, but very few number of people, like just hundreds of them, gather together and share the content and distribute the content amongst themselves in this info leakage file. And the last one, which is considered to be a huge market, is a game, but not many people are downloading game over the Wini peer-to-peer communication. So is it designed to proliferate the copyright infringement? Well, we see some lawsuits and the court trial, but we still question whether it is truly designed with that purpose. Well, in the book, The Technology of Wini, author specifies that the download equals to upload, unless there is a people who uploads the content. The content would never be leaked. In order to Wini to establish the network, it's very efficient to have the things uploaded once you download them. That is how it works. But from the point of view of outsiders, when the download is done, upload would happen automatically. And people are saying that that would spur the proliferation of the copyright infringement and violation without knowledge. So whether the people downloading or uploading the content are aware of the fact is a different story. And since it will be stored in the cache, so how you view it, whether it is the copyright infringement, is still questionable. Some of the P2P communication or software are represented by Wini and Share. Share has the very similar interface and similar design philosophy that Wini has, but there is a slight difference when it comes to the actual design, whether it will proliferate the copyright infringement. Share has a different structure. In the case of Wini, you have to have an upload first in order to enable download. But in the case of Share, if you had the fragment of 1 megabyte of downloaded content, then the cache will be uploadable. And there are more people having fragments of 1 megabyte or so. So I think more content will be exposed to the potential upload. So far, with Wini, parts and components wouldn't allow the uploading. But here, in the case of Share, even a part and the fragments would cause uploading the content, which itself is a problem. There were some very characteristic incidents that we observed very recently. And that was 13th September, according to Asahi newspaper. A certain person was actually persecuted because he held a certain list or directory of register condemned infringing upon the copyright. I think that was the very first case that the copyright was claimed against the directory or register. Yes, people said in the past that there is a copyright attached to the directory, but that was the case with the KDDI, that the person actually blackmailed KDDI as an entity, claiming that he had this directory of the customers from KDDI. And those providers distributing the directory over the net would be subject to this prosecution in the future. So when it comes to the leakage of information, the copyright violation against the copyright holder would potentially lead to the huge number of low suits and indemnification. But of course, it had to be in the form of database, and the if you can retrieve the information, for instance, from the form of Excel, then the content is regarded retrievable. And those information often found leaked are taking the form of Excel. So these data in Excel could be subject to those registry attached with a copyright. And the content on the Winnie network is numbering about a couple of millions. And what about the proportion of Antony? How much of them are Antonys? I think about 3% is Antonys. But doesn't necessarily mean that, they have all caused the leakage information. Some of them are JPEG screen images or screenshots, or screenshots of the images while some work is done on the screen. So if you add them up, then 3% are regarded to be the Antony files. Some of the prevalent virus are the Antonys, like low down and dirty things, and some of them are the homicides related, or the Harada virus, not so much talked about, but Harufi virus or Elulu Hills. They are more like malwares, even though there are named viruses. So broad scope of contents are being distributed, and they are not reported to the antivirus software houses. If you download an .exe file, you get this Harada virus. But if you target the file and download them, you find that not many antivirus manufacturers are providing the solution. So tens of variants are issued every week. But they are actually created out of the malware creation tools. So as long as antivirus makers will try to provide some solution, I don't think we don't have to we do have to suffer. Don't think we have to suffer from these Harada virus or other variants. There are so many species of viruses which are not accounted for, and half of them are about new types which are not captured by the antivirus products. The antivirus software houses have to do something to combat these unknowns, or we might have to have the situation over the time. Since there are so many variants and so many subspecies and subtypes, they are not big in terms of volume. So much variety, but small in volume, are not actually attended to by the antivirus products. And tens of millions of them are there. If you created a file under low down and dirty or anti-Winnie, or we call it a no mercy or a dog eat dog type of naming, and you get the list of the logging users with the timestamps attached, then tens of thousands of people are listed in this file. So we were a little worried about this situation. About 200 cases are actually the ones who are publicly condemned, of which 70 or more are already reported. As a known viruses, and I think that there are good enough, I mean, there are many enough.
Out of all the issues that were identified and disclosed, there are many things that are not disclosed. We are trying to make less disclosures as possible as well ourselves. The writers. I'm sure you have a pretty good idea of who the writers are. But there's one to note will be the assistant, former assistant of Tokyo University, Isao Kaneko. He's also referred to as Mr. 47. I have not met him directly in person yet, but I think probably court is now going to close. More about Mr. Kaneko, Mr. 47. Of course, we tried to analyze the share of Winnie. Mr. 47 really does focus in on the analysis part. What he writes is totally different. There's a lot of feedback, and he has conducted many revisions more than 100 times. And the parameter tuning is and simulation is also conducted. Therefore, a very efficient way of content delivery is made possible through his system. This is why Winnie has permeated. And the protocol structure itself is odd, is what some people have pointed out. Please excuse me if there are any writers in this room, but if there are, let us know. It seems like the design itself appears to carry problems. And therefore, what he writes tends to be a little more sophisticated under a very simplistic structure. I'm sure you read this in the papers often. Information leakage file, if you have this, the provider will send out a warning telling you to delete this file. And I have a feeling that in this room there's probably one, at least one person who has received this warning from the provider. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but what happens when the warning is raised? Sometimes we will be making activities or in the backgrounds, but if there is a file with a leakage, then that is something that we do see quite often. And for Computer Copyrights Association X did say that they are also, ACCS is also making some, taking some action. So I have a feeling that the primary deliverer, if you are identified as the primary deliverer, there may be a warning that will be sent to you. We are not involved, so we don't know to what extent, but this is something that we have heard as rumor. If you receive a warning, what should you do? Just delete and erase the file. But there's a lot of money that is involved in the backgrounds. Why? There's a lot of problems that occur. Outside vendors would take a couple of months worth of inspection, and that is something that is disclosed in the newspapers recently. And when you are inspected, you cannot make any new movements or take any action, so tens of millions of yen will be lost. There are many people who have file with leakage information, therefore all you need to do is delete these files. However, cash files, it is a very funny character line with numbers or some kind of a percentage mark or something. So you would know the contents, whether it will carry some kind of winning contents, but those who receive the warning, if you are professionals, you'd be able to identify this immediately. You'd need to erase or delete all of these files. If it is a warning raised from the private sector, there is a possibility of being arrested for violating copyright law. But if you delete it, then it will not lead to any civil action or criminal action. When you use Winnie, there is a very high-level provider. Like providers is where I get my mobile phones. From that company, they do not send out warnings. It could be that they will directly just bring it to criminal action. So yes, they are well, he said the name of the provider. He wasn't supposed to. Those who use Winnie, it seems like the most well-noted mobile phone provider gives you more freedom to use Winnie. Yes, they were involved in an incident, and therefore they have higher security, and they do abide by the policy of securing customer information, deviating. There's a Winnie icon. Very illegible, however. If there are those who used Winnie in the past, I'm sure you'd recognize this. You might think it looks a little odd or a little spooky, however. Winnie MX was introduced 3 or 4 years ago, and it was very popular. However, people were arrested. So that's why this is the second generation of MX. So when you take the word after MX, it will be NY. It's Winnie. Have you heard of NY somewhere? And I looked it up. This was a screen that was available. So it is a Winnie personification project, and this is the icon for Winnie. It looks a bit urban, therefore I searched further. It may be hard to see. I was able to identify this on the map, and this is the former World Trade Center, as you may observe and compare. I have a feeling this is exactly where the specific location will be. And that was the extent of narrowing down I was able to conduct. So Winnie, why are they using this icon? I think it's because it's New York and why at the end. Excuse me if it was not fun, but that was the root of Winnie. And after this, they were using the photo after. They must have downloaded the photo from somewhere. Winnie makes available many screenshots. So it is in a mosaic what has been downloaded. But even if it is in mosaic, there is information that we'd be able to identify because it does note this file size. When you look under count, the file size is displayed. It is a very unique key. File in Winnie. There is tens of thousands, millions. So it's a couple of megas. And there is a 1 gigabyte file, meaning that it's fairly large. If it is the larger size, even if it does have mosaic, it does give you the file name as well. This is the uniqueness of P2P Winnie because it does say depending on the size you need to give mosaic. Size will be a key. And when we can create indices, cache and size will be critical. As usually we search by size then hash. So size will be one identifier, a very effective method. If the size changes, hash will change as well. This gains a lot of attention. The primary uploader is identification. Winnie is in a unit of 25 minutes usually when it takes action. When you send out Winnie key until it disappears, it's 25 minutes, 1,500 seconds. So when you send in the key, it's once every 25 minutes. This file, exactly where it goes, if we follow this information up that it is sent every 25 minutes, we'd be able to identify. However, those that can be downloaded within 25 minutes, we won't be able to identify, but for standard items, we'd be able to identify the primary uploader. So this will be the transition of user community. So when things are sent out into the field, then sometimes the speed is slow and it doesn't reach the destination within the amount of time. But once you have a primary uploader, there are sources where you can upload from, which increases significantly the population all of a sudden. So when you are just spreading the key and you catch that, then you would be able to identify one individual who is the primary uploader. However, the very popular files, that's a separate story. Node information must be retrieved, so this will be a lot of work. This is the transition pattern that you usually see, so it is very easy to catch at the incipient stage specifically for Winnie instances. As I said, it is the 1,500 second rule converted into minutes, 25 minutes. the key will disappear in 25 minutes. So the rewrite is something that you need to identify. However, the first uploader is usually one, and this is where you start. What can you understand? There are people who send out twice. They usually do not rewrite. Because it is the winning node number and then the number of rewrites that will change this. However, if whether they will rewrite the same key, they probably will not be able to. Therefore, if you can try to rewrite twice across 25 minute units twice, then it is that individual who is downloading for sure. So this is the transmission of key. So the primary sender will send the information. You start from the red, and the color becomes weaker. According to observation, the primary uploader, exactly where they exist, by using the key that they have transmitted, we'd be able to identify. However, you need to monitor at different points the number of nodes. Majority will be transfer, so the closer you get, the higher possibility that you'd be able to identify the primary uploader. But you see that dark blue with X in the center? I think it was about 30. That key numbers will be changed. How is it changed? The primary uploader's information was being sent out. However, there could be information communicating that X has the information.
Then from the person who is actually monitoring this person will believe that their first uploader and X have that information. So if you actually observe or monitor this several times, then X will disappear, and at different nodes, they will be able to identify the first uploader and also people who download the file. They could actually identify those people. So with that, by confirming who downloaded or who uploaded, then they will actually identify who actually sent the file. And by having this key transfer it may not be able to accurate. So that's why you have to monitor the nodes which have received the keys more than once. So key propagation or key transfer. If key is in the form of full cast, then they are going to send it several times. If it's uploaded or it's fully cast, then it will be transferred several times. However, if key is changed or overwritten and then relayed, then those are not going to be transmitted many times. So that's why the person who just happens to relay can be identified. So if it's more than once or not, and that is going to trigger to find out if the person is relaying or not. So after the first key disappearance, if you know, you actually can observe several times after the first key disappearance, that means that the person really has the winning. My assumption is that the Winnie's node is 300, and I would say we may have the same one in 10,000, but I think you can actually ignore this rare case. So by doing all these, I think we and also other parties are involved in this kind of activity. And who actually takes what kind of action? So the people who have the rights or the who offers the consulting for the information leakage, I'm sure that there are other companies. And each individual party or body has its own objective or mission. So, first is police department or police station, and it's really standing out if they actually catch the people who are using Winnie. But if you go to the local police department, they actually are trying to catch the people who actually use Winnie because it's going to be standing out and also it's going to kind of give a good impression. Next is X. I think this is actually a book from the Netrunner magazine. X actually first issued the warning. If there is no improvement seen, then they are going to take some other actions. And the reason behind this is because there are a lot of membership groups, and if the criminal is quite young, like a student, then they may end up using it quite a lot in the future. So that's why they are first telling those criminals that this is illegal. And if there is no improvement, then they're going to take some actions. And also there are a certain number of malicious or people who have the malicious intention. And those might be a different story. And also information leakage is some of the things which we are focusing on in the background. And they just want to delete. So if it's warning, if they issue a warning, if those disappear, then they are going to take no other actions. However, if that's important, then they may even take a radical step to file a suit. This is really up to the customers. So if the information is leaked and gets some damage, that actually means that they are actually leaking the customer's information. So depending on what the situation they are in, they may take different actions, and some action can be quite radical. So you just have to catch the virus writer, but actually there are several reasons why you can't catch or you can't identify the virus writers, and this is because currently it is not a crime. It is not illegal to create or to write virus. And there are certain laws which are currently in the process of becoming a law, but currently it is still okay to create or to write a virus. It is not illegal. And also the reason why the people who are uploading the file which is infringing the copyright, the first reason why they are not arrested is because it's really hard for the police or anyone to arrest those people. And also, since it's the creator or writer is Kaneko-san, and they are actually assisting Kaneko-san, and people are actually looking at or watching the course of the trials for abetment. So if it will be the case of arrest, then this is going to be the steps. So they are going to first watch the course of the Kaneko-san's trial. I'm not really sure if he is going to be guilty or not guilty. But after watching the results or outcome of their trials, the investigation institution may take some measures. I guess it will be one or two people who might be arrested. Maybe the first uploader is actually explained in my presentation. And I think that information was already public information. And December 13th, we will hear the decision. And if he is not guilty, then I think he is going to be not guilty. But if he is guilty, I'm sure that this is going to high court. So we may have to wait to hear the decision by the court. And if he is not guilty, then I'm sure that the writer is going to take some measures for the information leakage. So that's why I think the situation may be improved. The violence writer, currently it's not illegal, but I think if there we will have some laws or regulations which makes those violence writer guilty or illegal, then I think we will have another decision. So if the first trial says he is guilty, then I'm sure that the other parties are going to take some countermeasures. So it will be not updated by the writer and or author, and I think other than the authors may take some measures. So there are several traps on Winnie Network, and currently acts like a Winnie Pot, they are trying to capture or arrest those people who infringe the copyrights. And I think I can't really tell how you could identify the real one. And also NAA's Winnie detection system. And also there are some other traps by the other copyright bodies. In order to not be trapped, you just should not collect those leaked files, and also you should not upload the copyrighted products or files of X. And this is the list of the memberships. So unless you upload something from here, you will be okay. So I would say those two will be quite helpful. So now let me talk about the P2P status in Japan. And currently, Winnie, Share, and LimeWire, those are other kind of competing against each other. And WinMX is actually terminated. So the first three are currently functioning. And the last one the first two are the major products, and the last one is getting more. And Kabos is actually getting more and more downloads using Kabos. From the protocol, they are using GNUtella, so that's why it's a plain text. It can be quite risky. So now let me sort of summarize. This is a P2P forensic technique or techniques. So the purpose of this is if we want to confirm if somebody is uploading or not. And when it's leaked, you have to kind of investigate PC and you want to make sure if the file is leaked or not. So those are the two major purposes of forensics. So in order to identify if this is uploaded or not, usually they use network forensics. And this is a packet, capturing packet while it's being downloaded, because somebody has to download, otherwise it cannot be uploaded. So they actually capture the packet while downloaded, then we can identify. And also when it comes to computer forensics, we can actually see if that was really uploaded or not, and also what was uploadable or not. That can be something which could be investigated. And network forensics. First of all, packet has to be captured. So when a client has to be up, and the download, you have to start downloading the file. And you have to start downloading the file, and during the download you actually see the packet during the download. In Winnie, all their encryptions are decrypted, so the third party capture the packet, you can still find what the person was doing. So that's why packet data is captured and then decrypted and trying to confirm the evidence. So the hash value can be also identified from the download file. So you can actually identify who was issuing, who was the sender. Let me show you the demonstration. And this is not Winnie connection or Winnie communication, but this is a packet capture. And this is something which I am creating, or I created. And using this, I download and here we try the receiving file download. And now I am running VMware, so that's why it's quite slow. It's taking time. Sorry. And I have to stop it.
Can't stop it. Could be the file size too heavy and too large. You have data received, downloaded. So you download the data received and you analyze the binary data of the file received and downloaded. You use Telnet to enter. This is the downloading of the file that I have shown. You have the binary file here in this case because of this Winnie connectivity. So this is how the binary file is structured. They are encrypted, so you can't peep inside. I've actually written the tool to analyze the data inside. This is how it looks. Can you see? The IP address identify this file, and then the data inside is analyzed and displayed. Command 11 is the key. Can you see command 11? Under which the file is being requested. And the request is issued against those holders of the files. And if you send the hash and the size specified, you get answers back. And the fragments of the hash are returned. And you get the hash and the size and the name of the file. And the data captured by Winnie can be actually retrieved, and you get the file name back. And then the person can show this as an evidence that the file was being downloaded. So the file was captured, and by this tool you can see this much. So using Winnie, this person was making an approach to this particular file. This person was actually downloading the file. This file or this analysis could be produced as an evidence. So computer forensic to identify what was leaking. You have to preserve the evidence, and you have to make sure that there was a dead luggage, and you have to find the fact that the data was leaked, and sometimes you end up with the fact that nobody was actually using Winnie, and you have to restore the Antony, and you have to do the fact finding whether that was a leakage case. But it itself is quite a work that you have to do. You have to have good preconditions to really trigger this investigation. Under such conditions, you could establish that the person completed upload, but no information was leaked over the net, like a zip file of the Antony. The date and time of the production of the zip file and the time of access are equal, and that signifies that there was no uploading actually happening. After the zip file was produced, the fact was that this person didn't run Winnie at all. The second case was where access time and start time of Winnie are the same. When Winnie is up and running, those in the upload holder will be known in the upload link cache, or hash value would be calculated to make the access happen. And at that time, you can establish the fact that the upload was not done. So far, so good. If the Winnie is up and running and finished, there was a discrepancy of access time. Between the access time and the Winnie start time, you compare the prefix time. And if there is a difference of the two times, then you can say that Winnie was up and running. But if Winnie is run more than twice, you can't truly tell if the Winnie was up and running or not. But if the Winnie start time and access time are equal, you can truly say that Winnie was not up running. But if the Winnie is operating at a certain time, and if the access time is different from the start time of the Winnie, then you can say that although the upload was not done, the Winnie was actually used. There was only one case where the upload was confirmed not done, and that was produced as an evidence. But all the other cases, the evidence was produced that the access was made and upload was done, because that was the time that the Winnie was used so frequently and so much amongst people. But the evidence stays there and preserved. If you can compare this access time and the Winnie startup time. But those people infected with Winnies would tend to do the following, that is to run and execute the antivirus software. Then all the access time and startup type of the Winnie will be erased. So virus antivirus software should not be used. But of course the users would tend to use them. You can't stop them from using them. So we still have sometimes, so this is a kind of additional material from Epinic in Japan. You got this winning network over the internet. X-axis shows the first digit on IP address, and Y-axis is the second digit on the IP address. Winnie network on the left, and JP network on the internet allocated to Japan on the right. And you have private addresses. On the JP network, you have two lines shown, and a tenth of the private address on the left, and in the middle is 133 or Class B address. You see a certain pattern in universities or in large corporations, they are not doing this. But in the smaller class providers, the users, you see more of the Winnie users. Those are not colored dark. Those are the incoming access from overseas, from France or U.S. universities. Sometimes we find these, but the major portions are identified by white lines, mostly those are the networks in Japan. So I think this Winnie peer-to-peer connectivity is prevalent on the Japanese internet. Why can Winnie be decrypted? Some, like ourselves, would often claim that we could decrypt. In the case of Winnie or Share, in the value which are transmitted, you can identify key. I don't know whether this is called secret key or not, but this is the key working as if there were secret keys. So if you use this key, you can decrypt the encryption. I think that is so far we have found. And basically, this is the client-server type of system. So as long as you understand how the client works, then you can easily create the clones of the clients. Then you can emulate the communication, and communication would be emulated. And SSL is easiest because you have the encryption mechanism for SSL already known. So you can decrypt the SSL for SSL communication. So SSL is the easiest part for us. In other words, as long as SSL is there, people say that this is safe. Well, from third party, it may be. But as long as the client is there, you can never be feeling assured. And there is a limitation, I would say, to the protection using the mechanism of encryption. Winnie author is also saying that the encryption is just to earn some time. So I think he was not thinking that it's a very safe protective mechanism. Thank you. Do you have any question? アンチニのマイクロソフトの悪意のあるソフトウェアが2005年の10月に3番です。どうぞ。マイクロソフトはこの悪意のあるソフトウェアを2005年の10月に出しまして、そして数十万の感染例が日本にあったということが特定されましたけれども、こういった除去されたというような経験はありますか？We are not an antivirus vendor. While the virus are existence, we're not removing the viruses. So I don't know how many are removed from the site, I don't know. まずお話ありがとうございました。とても楽しかったです。P2P、日本の現状について、それからアメリカについてでもですが、アメリカの企業がネットワーク上で、コラプトのファイルが分かると、そして日本でも同じようなそのファイルが壊れてしまったようなケースというのは見られるんでしょうか。アメリカの企業でネットワークを見てみると、やっぱファイルがかなり、コラプトといいますか、壊れた、破壊されたような状態が見渡せているようですが、日本でも同じような状態というのは見えるんですかということで。コラプトという言葉を使っていらっしゃるんですけど、コラプト、コラプション、コラプションという意味の。Could you please repeat the question or could you please paraphrase the question? Could you please paraphrase the question?アメリカの場合は例えばオーディオファイル、音楽ファイルとかオーディオファイルがありますね。そうすると会社がすなわちあえてこの傷をつけたというか壊れているファイルをアップロードするというようなことがあると思うんですけれど、日本でもそういうことがありますかということです。
Yes, there are such cases even in Japan. But there is a very strong organization or association of the content. So that organization is available for gaming content or music. But on the Wini, many of the contents are animation related. So there are no such corrupt files uploaded from the corporations.
There are some people who are doing for the leakage file, but they are actually eradicated. So the real leakage file already available because of the corrupt files have been already removed and displaced from the network.
I'd like to open the floor for more questions, if any. スピーチどうもありがとうございました。Wini は、いわゆる動的なポート番号を使っている、そういった意味で予測不可能であると聞いているんですけれども、もしそうだったら、どのようにしてネットワークのユーセージマップというものを提供できるんですか。特に JP、IP、そして WINI に関してなんですけれど。それが質問1。I'd like to go one by one. This is due to the structure of WINI. So we create a client software.And if there is a specific, it will be a specific connection to Wini. Then node information, by understanding this, other Winis, exactly what kind of IP or port addresses is being used will be notified to us. By repeating this exercise, Wini Network's code number will be retrieved. Did you understand that?
はい、今ので2つ目の質問もクリアになりましたので大丈夫です。
Any other questions? Clarifications? IPS, IDS, when we observe these products, they say that they will rid of Winnie. However, most vendors say that you cannot use Winnie or capture Winnie. They do say that they will stop it, but some of them do slip by. And that is something I've heard, that you can't really capture all. This is just my assumption. Such products, could it be that the encryption key will be looked for that is embedded in the original Winnie, and that's why for new variants, when it comes to Winnie communication, is it possible to detect this in a dynamic environment? Including new variants is what you said. In the Winnie network, currently we have three Winnies that have been identified, us included. Yes, we cannot capture everything, and some things do slip by. So how to look for this? There are two ways to do this. One will be to decode or decrypt, and this will be the very standard way. And one other will be looking into the statistics. You will identify that it is Winnie. So these are the two methods. Out of the two methods, if it is more statistic-driven, then yes, the rate of capture will be less. And the rate, of course, will be contingent upon the vendor. For decryption, sometimes you hit it by mistake. However, to decrypt Winnie, when it comes to new variants, it may be difficult to comply. Therefore, new variants that cannot create a large network, then there are times when we will be able to identify new variants as well. And also where you stop, the point of stop. When it comes to encryption, the sending packet may include some of Winnie, and we will use this packet for decoding. So if this packet goes through, unfortunately, then it does not successfully capture and go through. So if you don't start from scratch, it may be difficult. Meaning that you can't have a full detection. Well, if you start from the very beginning, it's possible, is what I'm saying. Shut down the network. And then, if you do like in 100, and if you reestablish from scratch the connection, then it should be fine.